Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Expert on different types of globalist tracking grid is joining us. We've got some breaking news on the Super Bowl I'll cover as well as soon as Kurt's got his article done. It'll be up at Infowars.com. We're taking your phone calls right now. Tony in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
All right. Hello, Alex. I was just thinking about the tracking mechanisms that they have available. Like, for example, they can track you through a lot of driver's license now. If, God forbid, this does turn into a shooting war, it might be a good idea to dump your wallet, so to speak.
Well, all you got to do is fry the RFID chip that are in them. But I mean, in the future, you're not going to buy and sell without your face scan approving it, which is just a digital, you know, camera. It's going in everywhere. They admit that's their plan. It's always been the plan of this architecture. And the big thing is piling fees on every transaction. They're going to have a global sales tax, a national sales tax, carbon taxes. So even when you pay cash, you notice now in Louisiana they've banned cash for retail sales. Did you see that last year?
Oh, man.
This is all about control, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's amazing. One of the things I wanted to say was that in the early 90s, I was with Sam Sherwood's militia in Idaho and one of his inner circle. One of the things that was brought to our attention was a method for killing heat signature. Basically, you put wear a space blanket underneath an army poncho. Theoretically, it's supposed to kill 90% of your heat signature. God forbid it goes to a shooting war. That'd give the Patriots a hell of an advantage.
No, that's true. They say you can actually take the space blanket and basically show it in. There's a lot of other ways to do that. And that's why the globalists are moving to drones domestically. I mean, the military has over 20,000 drones, 7,000 plus predators alone. They're going to the armed systems, the Reapers and others. And they admit they're going to use them domestically against us. Again, an illegitimate criminal government overtaken by foreign banks, engaging in every crime you can imagine.
One final thing I'd like to say is that I would suggest that every patriot out there, get right with God, get right with Jesus, because if he is with you, who could possibly be against you?
Well, I agree with that, and also make hay while the sun shines. Reach out to everybody. Do banner hangs. Put Infowars.com or other websites on the side of your barn or your house or your business or out there on the side in front of your hamburger joint. Make copies of my film, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. Give them away free at your restaurant. Or at your grocery store, or at your five and dime, or at your convenience store, or sell them, buy them in bulk and sell them, or print up your own pamphlets, hand out your own business cards, do banner hangs on the highway. There's a lot we can do to really get the word out about what's happening.
I loved Endgame. I never realized how rotten Charles Darwin really was until I saw that.
Well, they took out what Darwin's whole family was, a eugenics family. They were all interbreeding to create a master race. The Galtons, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, all of them. And, of course, it didn't create a master race. Within four generations, most children were stillborn or seriously mentally retarded. But it did create a few idiot savants that did survive because they did originally come out of very smart families. But four families all intermarried in the test. And they created social Darwinism for eugenics out of it. And they developed the plan for the scientific dictatorship. And that's what we're under, brother.
I know. I hear you. And I just wish there was some way people could, say, just pick a day in which they can all, like, at noon, just stick their head out a window and just scream, no Newt Ron Paul or something like that. Just make it really known that they don't approve of this Newt Gingrich. I mean, you know what I mean, don't you?
What do you mean, don't approve of Newt Gingrich? Absolutely. I can't stand Newt Gingrich. I mean... He's a globalist demon. Appreciate the call.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got Julio, John, Jay, Mouse Link, Alex, and others, and I'm going to get to all of you before Catherine Albrecht leaves us. She'll be able to comment on anything you bring up. She's a talk show host in her own right. Catherine Albrecht is the host of the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show, and she is a highly effective privacy campaigner, a sought-after public speaker and technology expert, and the author of numerous books and videos, a popular media commentator and dynamic radio personality. And she, of course, came to prominence writing a book about and exposing RFID and the tracker systems that basically turns the real world into like a Google search engine, where all products have these little tracker systems in them. Her unique brand of knowledge coupled with a passion for truth and freedom have earned her a devoted following, and she joins us for the rest of the hour. And we also, again, as I said, have your calls there. But the point is, the internet is obviously just a computer communication system, but now it's being wired into all your appliances, your television sets, your smartphones, and it's controlling the architecture of our technological development. And these global corporations and governments get together on record and conspire to make you pay for Trojan horse surveillance systems in the products you purchase. And we've gone from government denying that they're spying on us to now just saying, yeah, we're spying on everything. I mean, you know, take Pennsylvania a few years ago. People didn't believe that when it first came out in the mainstream news. Oh, yeah, the school announced and tattled on themselves the laptops, the free laptops that taxpayers pay for. Nothing's free. That we sent home with you. We're watching you in the shower. We're watching you in your bed. We're watching you at home. We're watching you. And they sent the police after some kid because they were eating Skittles and thought they were pills. So government is announcing more and more on itself. And the big issue is the plan is face scanning, thumbprinting to buy and sell, part of national and global sales taxes, VAT and carbon tax. This is all announced. And then they're going to add fines and fees and other regs. You think $5 to use your smart card's bad for Bank of America or your debit card. Just wait. Everything with RFID, everything face scanned by law. Look at Louisiana saying you can't use cash in secondhand transactions. All of you are criminals. You've got to go to a big box store, cracking down the lemonade stands, the Girl Scout cookies, arresting people selling lemonade, arresting kids playing tag, arresting kids for running on the schoolyard. Just type it into the search engine, folks, and you will see Associated Press going, yeah, is it good to arrest five-year-olds for running on the playground? I showed it to you last hour. This is really happening. And on the backs of all of this, just out today, London Guardian, Thailand backs Twitter censorship policy. The government becomes first to publicly endorse Twitter's decision to permit country-specific censorship of content. So if the West wants to overthrow their old dictator in Egypt or another dictator like Assad in Syria, oh, they're all for the rebels that are CIA-funded on record. I'm not saying I like Syria. I'm not saying I like Hosni Mubarak. The point is it's selective. They let them use it. But then, and criticize Mubarak for shutting it down, but everywhere else they're saying they're going to shut it down. We've already seen cell phones in San Francisco shut down during protests so nobody can take photos or shoot video. We're already seeing calls for this here. Google's announcing they're going to be helping people censor over the web. They're announcing you have no privacy now. They're going to integrate all this. Catherine Olvich is going to be breaking it down with us. Here's another one. ACTA is worse than SOPA. Here's what you need to know. And it breaks down the fact this global treaty that Obama has now signed. And Homeland Security is involved in all of that. So it's all rolling out with the troops on the streets, the surveillance, the cashless society that is about shutting you down if you're not a good globalist. Shutting down black markets once you've had your bank account shut down. It's all about targeting everyone. It's all about a managed, controlled economy. And Dr. Catherine Albert joins us to break this down. I mean, Catherine, what we're seeing is everything come out in the open, from the NDAA to the wars to the torture to the police state. We are seeing the censorship come out in the open. We're seeing the fact that Al-Qaeda is being protected and put in power in Libya by Western powers. Everything is pretty much coming out right now. That's panicking the system in this open, free information society. The mainstream media is dying. So it's a perfect storm of the old dying media and corrupt governments knowing that we're awake to them, wanting now to try to put the genie back in the bottle. And their attempt to shut down our free speech has really, I think, backfired. Catherine Albert, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on, Alex, and you totally hit the nail on the head. In fact, this whole thing out of Thailand, they actually wanted to put an all-out block on all social media from the West. And we're citing China as a good example to follow. So obviously, if Thailand and China and Iran, I know you reported on this a couple years ago when it happened, when they had those riots in the street and were shooting protesters, they told all the journalists, get lost, we don't want any journalists in here. They cordoned it off, and people were taking photos, posting them on the web from their smartphones, and getting right around that. So that's why they want to put these kind of filters onto all of these websites. And those countries, they come out and say it openly. You know, you look at China and you say, all right, well, China's going to come right out and say, you have no freedom. You can't just do whatever you want. North Korea is a perfect example. And what you're pointing out is that our government now is starting to do the same thing. The things that used to be whispered about and considered conspiracy theory are now openly published. They're open statements. They're open policies. Same thing is true, obviously, with the search engines. You've got, you know, Google and Yahoo and Bing, which for years, if you were over in Beijing and you typed in Tiananmen Square because you wanted to find out about the massacre, but you were behind the walls of China, you would not get. Those search engines would actually censor your results and only show you happy families picnicking in the park. And so from behind that iron wall of China, you could not even discover that there had been a massacre. Why? Because all the information that we get nowadays, we're getting through the search engines, we're getting through these big companies, and all it takes is for one government to get three or four of them to say, hey, yeah, we'll all get on board and we'll shut down and censor your information, and we could be back to the dark ages. I mean, we could be worse than Soviet Union, where there was only one source of information.
Well, notice Russia is now endorsing a bunch of internet censorship. So all these governments who are more and more getting exposed, they have a dog in the fight wanting to curtail, like I said, the old dinosaur prostitute media. They're hopping up and down supporting it because they want to see their competition shut down. And as we go into this world depression, the system is going to try to start shutting down the web. It may mean Homeland Security launches a false flag against the web and says foreign terrorists have done it. You know, they said during a flu outbreak, they may shut down the whole web and only direct you to White House website where you get a message so they can control information during emergencies or during a new war. The point is they're openly trying to sell this idea of censorship now, not just of the internet, but of talk radio. Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, as you know, Catherine, has called for censoring people that don't believe in man-made global warming. I mean, they are really authoritarians, and I think it's starting to backfire on them that they're being so obvious.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I was just talking on my show recently about this this article that came out, Should Google Take the Crazy Off of the Internet? And somebody actually came out and said with a straight face that, and this was like in Forbes, so, you know, this is not just some guy's blog, but came out and said, we really think that Google should start flagging websites that don't meet basic criterion of accepted scientific fact. And they were talking about creation websites. They were talking about 9/11 truth websites. They were talking about Obama birth certificate concern websites and, you know, political type issues, and saying that first Google should start off by putting a little flag and saying, these are not, you know, vetted by Google, or these are not approved websites, or these are crazy websites. And then, of course, your next step, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see, your next step from that is going to be saying, well, let's just make sure those aren't even there. And
Well, they've said that. I mean, Google's already delisted us 2 years ago from their Google News function.
And you guys got kind of some screwage there on YouTube, too, not long ago.
So. Yeah, we've had to do all sorts of stuff. I mean, Paul Watson's been in areas of Europe and in England, and they have the government-free Wi-Fi at the train stations. InfoWars and Prison Planet has a notice. This is extreme. You're not allowed to go there.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, and this is why, you know, last week, Google made its big announcement that it's going to take all of its products, all 60 of its privacy policies, 60-plus privacy policies, consolidate them into one. And, you know, you look around, and I'm just working on an essay called When Did Google Become a Verb? You know, we are all unthinkingly logging onto this website and doing much more than we realize we're doing by using these services. I have some friends who are in the privacy movement, who are in the freedom movement, who use Google Voice. I'm like, dudes, have you read the privacy policy? Do you realize that service is recording every phone call you make, every one of your contacts?
Google email admits that they read your email and store it.
You got it. You got it. So this is, I think it's interesting. This is a good time. And I know everybody says, what are you talking about, Catherine? It's the worst. But I say, this is a good time because this is the first time, Alex, that the kinds of things you and I have been talking about, and I know you even go back before I do, because you were one of the folks who helped wake me up back in 1999 when I became an advocate. So, you know, those of us who've been saying this for over a decade, you know, we are now no longer the people crying in the wilderness. We are now the mainstream. We are now the people saying, hey, all of you out there who are concerned about this, this is what we've been talking about all along, and wake up. And they're waking up in droves. So, you know, this whole Google thing, and as your listeners probably know, I work with Startpage, startpage.com, which is the private alternative to Google. You know, looking at what the internet is all about right now and saying, okay, how do we support alternatives? How do we get alternatives like Startpage, you know, that serves you Google results without the tracking? How do we do that for everything? And, you know, we're working on StartMail.com. gmail.com, a Gmail equivalent. I would love to see equivalent browsers. I'd love to see an equivalent internet, to be honest.
Well, that's the answer. I mean, just like people demanded organic foods in the last 15 years, and now we have that alternative, we have to vote with our dollars and vote with where we go. And, yeah, Ixquick, which is, of course, StartPage. You've also got Gabiru and HideMy. I'm not going to say it on air. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, right back to privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Short segment, long segment coming up. Catherine, this is a short seg. You've got the floor here. What are some of the other threats we see developing and the unification of how all these spy systems are tied in together?
Well, you know, the Internet, Alex, as anybody who's been watching it for the last 15 years, has become the backbone of virtually everything we do. And, you know, it's not just the Internet. It's the fact that our phone calls are now being routed through it. You've got lots of people using voice over IP. You've got essentially this data cloud that's also being created. And all of the stuff that we do is about to wind up on the Internet. And I think that's why, like, Google's announcement is so interesting, because Sergey Brin, back in the founding of Google, or after the founding of Google a couple of years ago, was asked, you know, what do you envision Google becoming? You know, what's the ultimate search engine? And his answer was, like, the mind of God. And, you know, you put all that together and you say, okay, so we are creating essentially, and you and I have talked about this before on the show, we're creating a kind of a backbone or a nervous system across this planet. And I've said this before, it's not accidental that we call it the net. You know, a net traps things. It's not accidental we call it a web, because a web traps things. We are creating, if you could stand in outer space and see all of the interconnected links of information flow across this planet, it would look an awful lot like a net or a web. And the things that ultimately are going to be caught in that are us. And so as these things consolidate, you know, I was just rereading 1896, King Camp Gillette. What a name. His parents named him King, the guy who created the Gillette razor company. And came up, he was the first, by the way, back in 1896, back in the 1800s, he was the first guy to come up with a disposable consumer product, which is fascinating to me, because now virtually everything you buy is disposable. And that, he was the guy who created that. Prior to that, everybody had a straight razor and they sharpened it with a strop, and you get one when you came of age, you might get another one when you got married, and that was it for your life. You had one razor. And so he came up with this disposable concept that now has polluted our whole planet. But one of the things that he was working on back then was this idea that, left to its own devices, capitalism was going to lead to one single store, one single manufacturer for everything. He was basically talking about communism, socialism, you know, the central control. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking, wow, so that's Walmart. You know, back in 1896, this Gillette guy was predicting Walmart. Well, he didn't have the ability to do it yet, but he could have been predicting Google. Because it's the same concept. You've got, in the same way that Walmart is like how people buy stuff nowadays and has the power to snuff out other companies and eliminate competition. And, you know, I reported on this a couple of years ago. In England, some commentator on the supermarket industry said, England is too big for three supermarkets. We're going to have to get it down to two and eventually one. So everything's moving to this hugeness, consolidation, and we're going to start seeing the same thing on the Internet. We're already seeing it. You know, I remember back in the 90s when I was a graduate student at Harvard, and we were like the first people to ever use the Internet. It was new. It was not graphical. It was all text. It was, you know, hard to navigate. And we were like, how cool. You know, there's a million people on here, and they're all doing their own thing. Now you go on the Internet, and virtually everything is under these couple of few umbrellas, as you well know. So that's why I think alternative radio, I think supporting InfoWars, supporting what I'm doing over at my radio show at KatherineAlbrecht.com, supporting all of the alternative sources of news is going to be crucial. And in the same way, when you start looking, and again, I think the reason everybody got scared about this Google announcement is all of a sudden, you've got them pulling tight the reins. It's like the net was sort of loosely kind of being built around us. We didn't realize it. And now they're pulling it.
And that was always the plan. Make it ubiquitous. Get it into everything. Standardize the TVs, everything where they're plugged in. The smart meters spying on what you're doing in your house off of algorithms. I mean, it's all now just suddenly admitted. And then Google says we're going to integrate all the platforms we have and share what you're doing with everyone. And Schmidt comes out and says, you shouldn't be doing it if you don't want people to know. Well, wait a minute. I close my blinds at night because I want privacy, or I don't want the sunlight coming in. It doesn't mean I should live in a glass house because you say so. And he operated for 12 years like, don't be evil. We'll always keep your data secret. We've never had a data breach. We promise we won't do that. And now they're going, you know what? We are evil. We always planned it. We're taking over. And it just shows, like I said a few weeks ago when SOPA was getting shot down, I said, that's good, but it's only because the big mega globalists like Google, they're already going to implement a global model through Davos and other systems. They don't want governments ham-fistedly doing it. They don't want the recording industry coming in with something that screws up their more subtle ways to phase in censorship. They're like, wait a minute, don't run off all the geese. we're going to put them all in one big net and catch all of them, not shoot one with a shotgun, recording industry. Shut up, you idiots. Sit down. We're going to show you how you censor. We're going to show you how it's done. Catherine, stay there. We're going to come right back and get more of your views on that and how we stop these folks. And absolutely, it is the highest rated of the search engines that don't spy on you, startpage.com, another subsidiary of IxQuick. And I guess that's the European name for it. And there's some others out there, but we've all got to stop using the term Google as the word for search engine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Just rattle through all the crimes the globalists are committing and cover all the different facets of it. But it's real. There are powerful interests that want monopolies, that want to control your life, who will give billions of dollars to their buddies' companies to never build a single, you know, alternative energy system because they never intended to, who will shut down power plants in your area so their power plant that's in with the government will make 10 times the money. Where they'll shut down a pipeline bringing us oil so that Warren Buffett can ship it by train to the coast to send it to China. And then Warren Buffett pays the news media on record Aaron was pointing this out to me yesterday, to put out PR stories about what a philanthropist he is when he actually put his money in a tax-free foundation and makes money off of it. And they're buying up big pharma companies, vaccines, Bill Gates is involved with him. It is beyond out of control. And Internet, too, going back 12 years ago, this consortium would meet and admit it's going to be big business, academia, and government. They're going to control the new Internet, and they're going to make you sign agreements to be on their platforms, and then they can shut you down anytime they want. It's the privacy agreements. It's the terms of use. And they own what you're doing. You waive all your rights. And the old web is just shut down. Now, a way to boil it down is you hear about net neutrality, where companies say you've got to pay us to go over our routers, even though you're already paying for the Internet connection. So this is about getting the whole world economy wired into this, letting it be free for a while, and then coming in and taking it over. It's like toll road companies letting you build big highways with taxpayer money. The gas tax is paying for it all. They call it privatization, but it's not really. They hand it over, even though it's still government financed, to a private management company that then puts a new lane on it with paint and technically says, well, now we're allowed to put a toll road on it, even though the laws say you can't toll existing roads. So they're just hijacking our infrastructure. And this is what the IMF and World Bank have done in the third world. It's now coming here. Look at the austerity in Europe. Look at Europe signing on to this new Internet censorship treaty, the ACTA. Look at how they're announcing that they're going to raise everybody's taxes to, quote, pay off the debt, but most of the debt isn't even the people's own debt. The debt is incurred by the mega banks. Catherine, does it ever make your head spin just to see the enormity of this planned economy unfolding?
It is. It can be a little overwhelming, doesn't it? It can leave you a little bit stunned. And, you know, I always try to encourage people, though, because it can be so easy to just say, it's too much. We can't fight back. There's nothing we can do. And then I take a look, and one of the things that's really encouraged me in the last probably decade or so has been the natural foods market. You know, just organic foods. If you just think about that alone, and obviously that's just one tiny little sliver. But there was a time, you know, 10, 15 years ago when those of us who were saying, wait a minute, they're putting all this garbage and there's hydrogenated vegetable oil and corn syrup and it's all in our food and everybody's getting sick. And then little by little, the activists, the people telling their friends, the listeners like your listeners, sending emails and distributing your information, getting the word out, created a grassroots movement that has now made the organics market the fastest moving food market in the country today. So obviously that's just one sliver, but I encourage people not to give up and not to lose heart, because there are projects that people have been working on for, you know, 3-4 years, and they say it's not getting anywhere, we're not getting any traction. And then you look up and you go, wait a minute, woo, things are changing. So don't lose hope. And I think the key thing, and this is why I think the Internet is where this whole fight really comes together. You know, you can talk Agenda 21, you can talk toll roads, you can talk North American Union, you can talk all this stuff, but where the crux really is this Internet, this ability to communicate, because if they can shut that off, if they can keep us from communicating, if they can censor, watch, and filter us and make sure that you can't even log on to send an email without a thumbprint that puts you through some FBI computer that makes sure you're pre-approved, if we can't communicate with each other at that point, then anything they want to do is going to be doable. So the key, and this is why I'm such a huge supporter of your radio program. It's why I do radio. It's why I encourage people, use startpage.com, get a private email address, pay attention. Because, and don't just fall into the easiness trap. You know, it's really easy to just flip on and listen to, you know, whatever mainstream media is blathering out on your car radio if you don't take the time to try to find some real radio. It's really easy to just use whatever default search engine is on your browser, which is going to be Google. It's simple. It's hard to say, let me find Alex Jones, let me listen to Catherine Albrecht, let me find startpage.com, let me make those switches. And the thing I liken it to, Alex, do you remember back when there was really nothing but Microsoft Word? That's all you had was just Microsoft. And everybody all of a sudden started typing in Times New Roman 12-point font, like overnight. Like everybody just used that one font because those were the default settings. And this is kind of a phrase that I use a lot just in my own work, is I think, all right, what are the default settings here? The default setting is what you're always talking about with different language. You know, you're born, you go to K through 12, you do 12,000 hours of public school, government school seat time to be indoctrinated. And then you go and you go to your college or your whatever job, and then you retire and you pay your taxes and that's the end of you. And meanwhile, you're being watched, controlled, manipulated, and used, and that's the default setting. Other people are finding ways to switch that off. Let's homeschool our kids. Let's take an alternative way of getting through the education system. Let's take an alternative way of finding out information. Let's find an alternative way of searching the internet or sending email or making phone calls or whatever it is. And it's really turning off those default settings and being conscious about it. And let me tell you, people are ready. That's why, you know,
and that's
organic
the
is an alternative. Organic food's an alternative.
And that's the secret because, sure, 15 years ago you couldn't find organic food anywhere. People put pressure on the system, and so it created an economy. Now the establishment has created subgroups and clones of Kraft and the rest of it that masquerade as true organic, but people now get wise to that. I mean, this is an ongoing fight. And it's the same thing with the standardization at Disney World or SeaWorld or now to get library books to biometrically scan you. We've just got to learn to say no, because once that's standardized, now they're going to do it where you have to do that to buy and sell in their own words so they can put taxes and regulations on you, like the $5 to use your ATM card at Bank of America. They were going to set the standard industry-wide but had to back off. Take SOPA. That shows the power we've got, and where we really learn how much the system really wants, the power grab, is in what they always ask for up front. Take about a year ago, the Cybersecurity Command, already in place and running under NORTHCOM, admitted, we want all IT professionals certified by the federal government.
I remember that.
And working for us, and even small internet companies in small towns, we have to have our hubs in there. You have to work for us. You have to sign all these agreements. I mean, they want a total authoritarian control grid. And let's not forget, Google, Microsoft especially, but Yahoo, all of them, Sun Microsystems, Cisco, they helped build the great electronic firewall of China. They helped build what's going in worldwide. They know how to censor. And so they're now attempting this. So people better use the free web to fight for its future, but to also fight like it's not going to be here. You see, folks, everything is accelerating in this phase. Everything is quickening right now. The wars, the tyranny, the checkpoints, the TSA now announcing they're going to be in the airport parking lots. I told you it'd first be at the concourse, you know, then in the parking lots, now at your shopping malls, that's starting. They're going to be at the Super Bowl groping people. They're training your local police, highway checkpoints. I mean, it's all here. It's all happening. And, Catherine, what do you see unfolding as this awakening accelerates and the tyrants realize we're waking up and try to rush in to block us and accelerate their incremental plan?
Well, you know, we have an interesting window right now, Alex, because we have more ability to organize and communicate now than any people at any time in the past ever in all of human history. And I think that the as you call them, the globalists, the people who want to shut all this down, they are hoping beyond hope that we do not actually collectively recognize the power that we have before they can get rid of it. I really do believe that that is what's
No, that's it. Exactly. We either recognize our power and use it or be slaves in a technocratic system that they call it a scientific dictatorship. They call it an authoritarian system. The Economist magazine, Newsweek, Time, every day I see articles where the establishment mouthpieces are saying, Catherine, tyranny is good. The experts are going to run things. It won't be a Mussolini or a Hitler in a clown outfit. It's going to be ruled by these corporate globalist bureaucrats. Let me get your take on that. But then I want to give you some Bill Gates news.
Oh, Bill Gates news. All right. Well, I'm always up for that because he's an interesting character and player in all of this. Yeah, the key thing, and again, I keep coming back to the same point. We've got to take the tools that we have and hang on to them with both hands, kicking and screaming, to not let go of them. That's why the whole SOPA protest, regardless of whether it was the corporate guys doing it, I think it sent a message to the general public that, wait a minute, so there is a power game going on, and we can use the internet to stop something that seems more powerful, like, you know, basically Congress. So the SOPA thing was a beautiful experience, I think, for us nationally as a nation of people who want freedom to say, oh, wait a minute, so things can change. And I want people to grab a hold of that, even if you don't like the companies that did it or the websites that did it. It doesn't matter. The reality is that that was a perfect example of the internet coming together, coalescing. And what is the internet basically other than us? Coming together and coalescing, collectively putting their foot down and saying, heck no, you're not going to do, you know, whatever it is.
Well, that's it. That's it. But the internet is even more than that. It is the future architecture of commerce and of all technological systems. It is the integrated high-tech society, and they're trying to twist the architecture into total control.
Well, and this is why I got a couple of things I want to recommend. People, use cash. Use it or lose it, because cash is your only anonymous payment method. And not only anonymous, because a lot of people say, well, I don't care. People know what I buy. It doesn't matter, because your credit card number can be turned off. Your $50 bill cannot, you know, without a whole lot of whole other kind of thing going on that everybody's going to notice. But don't rely so much on these electronic things that
and
you do not have.
And notice they're already trying
things.
To demonize cash. They're
yes,
already
they are.
Trying to get rid of it, because once they've got you cashless, there's no escaping all the fines and fees.
That's right. And not only the fines, fees, and taxes, and them getting their cut of every single thing you do, but also the traceability, the trackability, and more importantly, their ability to say no. So, you know, you look at some of these insurance companies, and they've actually had conversations about using your frequent shopper card. That's how I got started in all this, using the card that you're showing at Safeway or Kroger or wherever you're shopping, and using it to say, you are overweight or you have high blood pressure, and so you cannot buy these particular items. And when you scan your card, rather than making it discounts, it's going to be the mandatory scan of your ID card, and we're going to make you put back all the things on your shopping cart.
They're already doing stuff. Like that. I saw a case a few years ago where the guy admitted he drank a six-pack of beer every night to his doctor. And so it was a bizarre story how they then gave him a DWI even though he wasn't driving. I mean, they're now arresting five-year-olds that run on the playground. Associated Press, Catherine.
Yeah, it's where we're going. So if people don't want to live in that kind of world, and I think most of us don't, then you got to say, how am I contributing to it? And if you're saying, if every other word out of your mouth is Google this or Google that, if you're whipping out your Visa credit card to pay for everything you do, if you're doing all of your purchasing online instead of actually going to real stores, brick and mortar, and supporting local businesses, if you're going to Walmart every time you need to fill your shopping cart, then you are basically contributing to the problem, because doing the status quo, taking those default settings, is adding to the problem. And we've got to be in mass. And I know enough people listen to your program that even if just we did this, we'd have a massive impact. Because, you know, I drive up and down the freeways, by the way, in New Hampshire, and I see InfoWars bumper stickers on the back of random cars. I mean, you are everywhere, Alex. So if the listeners to this radio program would get a clue and say, all right, here are some things I'm going to do. I'm going to start paying cash. I'm going to start patronizing locally owned stores, even if I have to pay more. You know, everybody always says, oh, but everything's so cheap at Walmart. I say, how cheap is your freedom? How much are you willing to sell that for? Because I would rather go to a local store, and I do this consciously, and spend an extra 50 cents on a $2 item, consciously aware, with total awareness that I'm spending more, and I view that 50 cents as me putting money to fund the things I believe in and the things I want to
steer around.
And by the
way, there's so much stuff out there. A lot of times you can buy stuff at a swap meet or a garage sale. That's why the headline Fox News last year, $15 million fine for garage sale. They are coming. You know, Forbes asked the question, why is there a war against lemonade stands? Why is there a war against Amish or folks selling pecans on the side of the highway? Because the system, this is a corporate takeover.
Well,
and they
the other
want
thing
you
Alex
under their control.
Is those little sales, they may seem little to us, but they're a massive part of the economy. And those guys want everything. You know, it's the greed factor. I want everything. You know, Google wants all the searches and all the phone calls and all of the everythings. And, you know, and by the way, I shouldn't single out Google, because that's kind of not fair. It's also Yahoo. It is Hotmail. It is Bing.
Microsoft. We're almost out of time. Speaking of that, because I want to come back and take a few calls for you, Catherine. Here's the Daily Mail. Forced to stand for 24 hours, suicide necks, toxin exposure and explosions inside the Chinese factories making iPads for Apple. I mean, that just shows how sickening Apple is and how they pose as trendy liberals. Now, speaking of that, here's Bill Gates. And if you go read the ABC News blog, the whole thing is sponsored, and they've got a link there, that it's paid for by Bill Gates. And then the articles all tell you how much he loves you when he's on record being a eugenicist that says literally kill granny. And people don't believe that. Just type in Bill Gates, you know, calls for death panels. Now, look at this. He is now bought into Monsanto big time. But look at this. London Guardian. Food crisis compromises fight against world hunger, warns UN report. And it goes in, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're literally financing the entire news and what's said, and it's all about how much he wants people to get food. But then in his real writings and statements, he's actually trying to cut the people off. I mean, here's this eugenicist whose dad ran Planned Parenthood, financing propaganda that's the opposite of what he really does, Catherine.
The whole food thing, huh? You know, it does come down. I mean, we can talk information control all we want, but in the final analysis, it comes down to food. I mean, it does. It comes down to food, water, and air. You know, you cut that off, and you will have a population very quickly doing whatever you want. So when Bill Gates starts talking about controlling food, I start getting super nervous. And when he talks about genetically modifying mosquitoes, like, that's the last thing I need is Microsoft, you know, who can barely run an operating system, releasing a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes into the environment. No, thank you.
You know why they can barely run it? It's got so many back doors built into its spying. We all think, as you point out, we're using Google, we're using Microsoft. No. That's only part of it. It's got the back door. The whole thing is designed to see what you're doing.
That's right. So, yeah, and by the way, speaking of Microsoft, Linux is your other opt-out. Check off the checkbox and get out of the default setting. Just like Start Pages for Google, that's what Linux is for Microsoft.
Yeah, stop using Google. We've got to move forward with a boycott. And I know they own YouTube. I'll continue to operate there, attacking and exposing their globalist takeover program. We'll be right back with your calls.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day.
Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Okay, this is our last segment with Catherine. I'll do a little five-minute extra to make sure I get to most of these calls that have been holding. But look at this New York Times article. The struggle for daily bread. The U.S. government pays farmers to produce less than half the food they could. It's the same in other countries. GMO is all about controlling the food supply and turning it into a genetic bioweapon, basically, that doesn't produce more seeds that you've got to continue to purchase from the globalist. It's the computer makers going in and basically genetically manipulating things and turning it into their own products so they can create monopolies. Here's the New York Times, the struggle for daily bread. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now the world's principal private funder of agricultural research. This is a guy that, you know, wants to release mosquitoes that carry vaccines to force us to take the shots. He's into weather weapon funding. He's the number one funder of that. I mean, he's super creepy. And you look at all these other characters that are involved. And they always propagandize about how much they want us to, you know, have all this freedom and how much they love us. But meanwhile, it's the opposite, Catherine.
Kind of has that, has finally figured it out. And again, you know, our parents didn't know that and our grandparents didn't know it. They saw Walter Cronkite on the evening news and it was gospel. So that's my point. And what has changed that and what has created this window for us to know this, to actually be able to hear what you're saying and understand it, believe it and understand that it's true and that that is the way the world works. This is like unprecedented. People have always believed the propaganda except for a tiny, teeny little minority. And now you've got the majority getting it. And they get it because of the Internet, which is why they're scrambling so much to shut it down.
Well, you know, Hillary talked about this and so did Brzezinski last year, that the public's finally awake to them for the, quote, first time in history and they're losing the info war. But expanding on that, Catherine, we're going to start jamming in some calls here. They miscalculated. They always knew there'd be people resisting them, but they thought they'd just call us conspiracy theorists. Now many of us have audiences bigger than their organs, and it's freaking them out, and they miscalculated. They miscalculated, folks. We're in the fight. Doesn't mean we're winning, but we're in the fight. We better fight harder. Get the word out about Infowars.com, about alternative media, about StartPage.com, about it all. Get the word out today. Julio in Illinois, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. I got a suggestion. U.S. state-run media or U.S. corporate media, seeing how they're all run by corporations, multinational corporations, all admitting that they support SOPA. So it seems perfect. Just like in China and in North Korea, they're state-run television.
No, they're the monopoly state-run media. I mean, it turns out most of the media, so-called mainstream media, got banker bailout money, Catherine. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, they did. And it doesn't take much. I mean, you take a look at, like, who's at the Bilderberger conferences, as you report on so efficiently. And, you know, it's all the media. It's the mainstream media who's at those events. You know, Google's there. They're all there.
Well, you know, Schmidt was there. And right after that happened, we got stuff filed on us, websites on YouTube taken down, and got not just delisted from Google News, but they lowered our search rankings a week after that.
Ouch. Yeah, okay, well, you got slapped.
Well, we had reporters there in his face, yeah.
I think they'd like the ability to do that to everybody. And see, that's the thing. Even, and you know, Google started off saying, don't be evil, and Google offers some fantastic products, no question about it. And even if Google, if you trusted them as much as you trust your best friend, the reality is once everything gets consolidated into a single location.
It can always be taken over, and it has
right.
been. We're almost out of time, Catherine. Real quick, Julio, any other points?
Well, yeah, just that, Catherine, a question for you. You know how GoDaddy's supporting SOPA. What's a good, you know, alternative server website.
You can look into that. You can look into domain registrars that are anti-SOPA, can't you, Catherine?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, go to startpage.com to do it, not Google. But, yeah, and, you know, we're working on an email. And, by the way, if people want to be beta testers, they can email me, just kma@startpage.com, and I'll see if I can get them on the beta test. I get a lot
very
of emails.
Very exciting. We're going to have to get you back on more about this. Thank you so much, Catherine Albert. We're on tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.